Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This is your host, Paul Metza. We've been enjoying just a wonderful September, and we're going to be talking about a great gig that's going to be taking place outdoors on October 6th, and fingers crossed, the weather is going to be just as nice as it is now. It's called The Winds of Change, the West Side Rally Against Gun Violence, taking place Saturday, October 6th, 2018, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Commons Park in Excelsior, Minnesota. We have the prime mover of the event. We're going to be talking about the event, what we can expect to students that are going to be talking about their groups and gun violence. So we will get right into it. Oh, it's going to be some great music, too. We're going to be playing some of the artists that will be performing there. Reverend Nancy Nordbenz is Executive Director of Protect Minnesota, the only independent state-based gun violence prevention organization in Minnesota. She's here tonight to talk about an important event coming up Saturday, October 6th, the West Side Rally Against Gun Violence with two student activists. Brayden Johnson is a student, Students Protect Minnesota organizer and a West Metro School walkout chair. He's a senior at Chanhassen High School who competes with the Chanhassen debate and speech team during the school year and runs track in the spring. Heck of a guy, that, Brayden. Austin Berger is a sophomore at the University of Minnesota and co-chair of Students Demand Action Minnesota. He helped organize the March for Our Lives at the Minnesota State Capitol last spring. I've had the great opportunity of meeting all three of these people in my political runnings around over the last few years, supporting their great efforts to for sensible gun legislation. Reverend Nancy, let's start with you. When did the group start?
Protect Minnesota has been around for 27 years,
really?
Working to pass sensible gun laws in Minnesota. This event is sponsored by Students Protect Minnesota, which is our response to the amazing student leadership that we saw coming after the Parkland shooting. After the March for Our Lives event, we realized that Protect Minnesota needed to position ourselves to support student activists, and so Students Protect Minnesota was born, and this event will be our first big Students Protect Minnesota event.
That's fantastic. Those kids from Parkland High School are such an inspiration.
Awe-inspiring.
And anytime you get, because you know, you follow, like I do, a lot of us do, especially that listen to AM 950, you study the political events of the day, and it can be a real downer if you let it, but you see kids like that and you go, no, there's a future here, and it's a beautiful one.
They are so courageous. And they've brought our movement in places that those of us, I've been in the movement for not quite 3 years, and there are many people who've been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years or more. And I think what happens is that we get to see limitations. Everywhere we go, we see limitations. And what the students do is just refuse to see limitations.
Right.
They call BS. When we've had to learn to be very careful with our language and all that good stuff, they stand up and say, this is BS.
Right.
Another thing that the students have done that has kind of shamed me, because my kids are older, so my kids didn't go through school when we had to do live drills.
Mm-hmm.
And shame on me as a Minnesota citizen and as an American, not recognizing the psychic toll that those live drills have done for millions, hundreds of millions of students in America. And I didn't pay attention. I wasn't angry enough about the fact that rather than keeping guns away from those who are dangerous, we've decided instead to make every single student from the time they're in kindergarten have to practice being shot at.
Right.
Which, in retrospect, appalls me.
Yeah.
that I didn't engage on that. And so what Students Protect Minnesota is about is saying, okay, we have these amazing student leaders, and we have potential student leaders throughout the state who maybe have not found a way to engage. What can Protect Minnesota do to help? And so this event, we're planning in order to honor the students, but then also promise them adult allies will have their back and stand with them. It's wrong of the movement to assume that students are going to carry everything. Excuse
right.
me, they've got to worry about SAT tests and getting into college and
yeah.
and the debate team. So again, we need to, as an organization that's been around a long time, say, we are here for you. What can we do? Other things that Students Protect Minnesota is doing is we've initiated a social media campaign to provide basic information about gun violence, public health information about gun violence, to students in greater Minnesota. Because what we're realizing is that the NRA's Eddie Eagle campaign gets to the kids in greater Minnesota by age 8, 9, and 10. And where are they going to get the public health-driven information that they need to know about this subject? So that's another piece of what Students Protect Minnesota is doing. And then finally, we're organizing in communities of color, particularly North Minneapolis, around student peer involvement around gun violence. Those are the places that we see that an organization like Protect Minnesota can really provide the kind of help that maybe these groups need.
But do you think these kids are hip to social media?
Oh.
No.
I'm
just kidding.
So I've spent the summer learning to do Instagram. Let's put it that way.
I have yet to do the Instagram thing. Yeah, I'm right.
I can teach you now.
Thank you. Hey, let's talk to Braden Johnson from Students Protect Minnesota. How did you get that started?
I have a bunch of friends through West Metro Walkouts, and it's been awesome. We kind of came together looking all the way back to like the month after the Parkland shooting, when countless high schools across the state, across the nation, came together, were organizing these massive walkouts, and in the West Metro area, we came together and we're like, hey, we're all doing this, and it was a handful of us, and like, let's start meeting, let's start continuing to plan events, let's communicate about this issue and work together. And so that's how I initially fostered a bunch of connections. And then from there, it's just taken off. It's one of my good friends who's not able to make it here with us today, Sydney Lewis. She's an absolutely amazing activist. She is working with Giffords right now, and as well as being a fellow organizer with me. And she is somebody who said, Braden, you gotta come out and do this. And I saw them like, I absolutely do. This is one of those opportunities that not only... not only do I have an opportunity to like grow the platform of gun violence prevention, but it also provides a lot of legitimacy coming from when it was backed by Protect Minnesota, and now we're moving forward with Students Protect Minnesota. This is a campaign that is being driven by students with the goal of protecting students.
That's fantastic. And you know, as part of the event Winds of Change, Saturday, October 6th at the Commons Park in Excelsior, we have a great lineup of some tried and true professional musicians like the Daisy Dillman Band, recently celebrated their 43rd year as a professional outfit. Wee Willie Walker, who the Living Blues magazine named its Outstanding Blues Singer of 2018. Paul Metz Acoustic Quartet with Mary Harris and Randy Starr Hudson and Sonny Earl. Daisy Forrester, a great young songwriter who is at 15 years old, is also an amazing ski jumper. She's really a brave and talented gal. And a band that we're going to be listening to at the end of this first set, a young quartet called the Carnegies, two twin brothers, Royce and Roman Mars, and they're just an amazing band. So we're going to have music and speakers. Nancy will talk more about the speakers, but we've got about a minute here before we listen to some music. So let's talk to our other friend here today.
Austin,
there you go. I was looking for your name there. There you go, Austin.
Yeah, my name is Austin Berger, and I'm the co-lead of Students Demand Action Minnesota.
And you are one day going to have your own radio show.
With that voice, he is.
Yeah, with any luck. So we're an organization founded by students dedicated to the proposition of curbing the epidemic of gun violence in our state. Pretty simple goal, but it has proven to be challenging. And our approach for the upcoming election and legislative session is that we are going to focus on registering as many young people between the ages of 18 and 30 as we can to vote from now until November 6th. And after that, during the legislative session beginning in January, we're going to begin lobbying our elected officials to actually pass reforms on this issue. So it's kind of a two-pronged approach that changes over time, and I think it's going to be really effective. And I know we look very forward to working with Nancy and especially getting our membership out to attend this rally in Excelsior, because it's going to send a powerful message.
And it's going to be a beautiful collection of people working for a safer and brighter America with some great music and some great speakers. Let's listen to the Carnegies, one of the great new bands coming out of the Minneapolis scene. They will be performing first up at the event on October 6th, Winds for Change in Excelsior.
Source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at Victor's1959Cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
I'm John Peterson, and at Ferndale Market, we are proud to provide our free-range turkey to local restaurants and natural food stores. One of our partners since the beginning has been Birchwood Cafe, and we're excited to announce a new partnership product, the Birchwood Turkey Burger Patty. Made from their popular turkey burger recipe, using our antibiotic-free turkey and Birchwood's local and organic ingredients. Put an end to bland turkey burgers. Find this and all our Ferndale turkey products at your local co-op or natural food store. Visit FerndaleMarket.com.
You don't have to be an expert camper to enjoy the Boundary Waters. Big Bear Lodge is your home away from home that still lets you experience the Northwoods in authentic and modern woodsy cabins. Upon arrival, you'll be greeted by the owners whose priority is your relaxation. Take in amazing sunsets, stargazing, and moose viewing near the Gunflint Trail. There are free use of canoes and kayaks, guided pontoon tours, and private docks and fire pits. So come find your smile at Big Bear Lodge. More at BigBearLodgeMN.com.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Summer's over and the kids are back in school. That means you can call Zero Res to clean up all the dirt your family dragged in from the outside. Their patented powered water will clean up the toughest messes and won't leave behind any smelly dirt-attracting residue. I even had them clean up a mess earlier this summer from a few nameless friends who got a little clumsy with the wings and barbecue sauce. Just call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM 950 special. Three-room Zero Res starting at $149. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. I'm your host, Paul Metza. We have three great guests on today, Reverend Nancy Nord-Benz. She's the executive director of Protect Minnesota, and a couple of young student activists talking about this great gig coming up, Winds of Change, the West Side Rally Against Gun Violence, Saturday, October 6th, from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Commons Park in Excelsior, Minnesota. Nancy, listening to these young gentlemen talk, it must... Does it enthuse you as much as it does me?
It gives me such hope for the future.
Yeah, so inspiring.
I cannot even get over. I've met so many students since Parkland and even before Parkland that are so committed. But they're not only committed, they're incredible spokespeople, and they're smart, and they know all the legislation, and they're good at messaging. They're just impressive people. We've done something right as Americans, mm-hmm. raising this generation of kids. And I think we need to hold on to that, because right now we know that we've done a lot of things wrong as well.
Right.
But our kids are really bode well for our future.
Absolutely. Now, what? Now I think it's Austin. You're going to the U of M, right?
Yep.
So, what are you? Are you a sophomore this year?
I am.
Okay. So, what is your feel in terms of your fellow students? What would you say is the percentage of kids that you're talking to over there that are really excited about this, moderately excited, not excited at all?
About the movement as a whole, or yeah. this rally?
Yeah, the movement as a whole.
The movement as a whole, I would say, for sure, there's a lot of enthusiasm over it. I mean, we've seen organizing on levels that are unprecedented since the Vietnam era, when you saw record levels of students protesting, especially at the U of M.
Right. Well, that has a great history of protests during the Vietnam War, so there's a precedent for social dissent at that great university.
Oh, surely. I mean, over in the administrative building, Morrill, I mean, I believe it was, this pertained directly to the Vietnam conflict. There's a very famous story about students handcuffing themselves to uh-huh. chairs in the building, and it was a big spectacle, and it sent a strong message during the Vietnam War. And it was a very anti-war peaceful message, and in a way, that's really what we're doing today is... The war, of course, isn't in Vietnam today. It's right here in our own state, in our streets. And we are sending an anti-war message today like we were back then.
Right. So what do you guys like meet weekly, or what's your kind of your modus operandi for over at the U?
Yeah, so we meet weekly over at the U. We tend to do coalition meetings with other groups like any other group that has like the same shared goals.
Sure.
Neglect to say any of them because I want to keep it nonpartisan, and some of them happen to be partisan groups, and they're the only ones I'm thinking of at the moment.
Right.
But yeah, building coalitions has been a big part of our organizing at the U, and it's really allowed us to grow our numbers in this movement exponentially, really.
I made a joke earlier about young folks being in tune with social media, because they're completely in tune with it. And you saw after the tragedy at Parkland High School, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, on February 14th, and these kids, the survivors would come out, and they were so brave. Emma Gonzalez and David Hogue and the rest, and they were so inspiring. And then they immediately started to get pushback from the old white guys, right? And I was having lunch with a friend of mine. We were just kind of reading the paper and reading our phones, and I said, these older white guys have no idea what they're up against.
That's true.
You know,
that's
they're true. Still, if they might not, they might be using their Blackberries, but they're totally topped up. But I mean, there's this whole level of communication now that I think everything, all the great stuff and the bad stuff, but all the message gets out there exponentially.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought up Parkland, because we are hoping, and it looks very hopeful, that Alaya Eastman will be our keynote speaker. And she's the young woman who testified at the Kavanaugh hearing.
Brilliant.
She was. And here's a young woman who survived that event because she was under the body of a dead classmate.
Wow.
And still has the courage to get up and speak about a Supreme Court nominee. And so we're really excited to have her, her leadership. She also represents voices of students of color, which which has been a particular interest of Protect Minnesota. When we brought a group of students to Washington, D.C., we made sure that ours was a group of students of color because we felt like that message perhaps was getting lost. Mm-hmm. Students of color from communities that are impacted greatly by gun violence, they often feel safer at school than they do walking home or even at home.
Sure.
And of course, gun violence so disproportionately affects some communities of color in neighborhoods of disparity. And so we're excited to make sure we can bring that message forward at the Winds of Change West Side Rally Against Gun Violence as well.
You know, I'm honored that just happened, came together last week through a friend of mine, a publicist in New York who I've worked with. There's a group called Actions for Change that invited myself, Willie Walker, Mary Harris, Sonny Earl, and Randy Starr Hudson, all who are going to be performing at the Winds of Change event in Excelsior. The week before, we're going to be playing in Parkland, Florida.
That's just great.
It's going to be the underlying theme is Healing Parkland. It's going to be a voter, get out the vote, rally. And day of music and food on the green. It's going to be a big event. It's going to be wonderful. Skip Marley, Bob's grandson, is going to be there, Michael Fronte and Spearhead. And they're kind enough to fly us down. And we're so honored. We're going to get to meet the students, meet the parents, and actually be there in Parkland and feel that powerful vibe that these kids and families are sending out across the world.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. One of the musicians we're going to be having at this event is a young guy by the name of Royal Smith. He goes to school at the High School for the Recording Arts, which is a recording and music business school and charter school in St. Paul, primarily African-American kids. And Scott Harold, who's the CEO of Rock the Cause Records, teaches over there. I also put out my song called Ain't Gonna Whistle Dixie Anymore on his label. He was just, we just talked over the weekend, and he lost one of his students to gun violence. And it is not that uncommon. There's been two or three since I've known him in 2 years. Here in the Twin Cities. Students just going home to their neighborhood. So we're going to listen to a little Royal Smith and then be back with this great trio of sensible gun violence advocates on the Wall of Power Radio Hour.
Life's kind of crazy. Mama, why you leave? I can't breathe, Lord, save me. Trouble on the daily, lately. Thinking about my death and hope it takes me. Taste me, release all the pain, aim safely. Maybe things only happen for a reason. Peeping, living in the end where we were sleeping. Dreaming, praying for a spot before the seasons. But demons kinda had the way they're always creeping. Mama, ever since you died, I started drama. Fam ain't really fam, don't give a damn, and plus it's trauma. But I got your armor, and it's making me stronger. I just need more time to heal, wish you would see even longer. Yeah, I know I am a G, but it's no me without B. Betty Pittman is the name above all the women I see. Now she's at peace, at ease and free. Mama, hope you know my love is true. This is my letter to you.
Mama, why you had to leave so soon? You're the one who showed me the truth. Your smile's a brighter light of the room. Mama, why you leave me?
Really tired of the pain, but I survived through the rain. Didn't really have my pops, still grind to the fame. This life without my moms still drives me insane, but my brain won't contain
the Fall St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, will be running October 12th, 13th, and 14th. This is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you'll have a chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artist studios, lofts, and galleries. Hosting over 300 artists, up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 30 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for you to own. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community with a free transit pass. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the art crawl. Be sure to get details at the stpaulartcrawl.org. That's the stpaulartcrawl.org.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is also one of the largest volume Toyota certified used vehicle dealers in the country. They have better prices than many non-certified dealers. They offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, feature incredibly low interest rates, and all their vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and reconditioning process. And right now, they are paying top dollar for your trade-in, even if you didn't buy from them. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, friends. I've been talking to you about Minnesota's first green cemetery, Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's an entirely new way of looking at our last earthly step. Burials are designed to have as little impact on the environment as possible. For many of us, a continuation of the commitment we made during our lifetimes. Let me suggest you go to the website, mngreengraves.com. Explore what it is. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's a lovely place, a peaceful place. Minnesota's first green cemetery.
Hi, this is Laura Hedlund with Food Freedom Radio. We want a regenerative revolution. What's that? It's a food system that works for water, soil, pollinators, and people. How do we get it? Maybe by being a little more lazy. So this summer, we're looking for lazy good food recipes. We're talking about how do we create a sane, kind food system. Food Freedom Radio, Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime on podcast. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain with a low around 42. Sunday has a 30% chance of rain with a high of 54 and a low around 44. Monday, we'll see showers in the afternoon with a high of 53 and a low around 44. EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Victor's 1959 Cafe, a unique local restaurant offering one-of-a-kind food and atmosphere, focusing on traditional Cuban recipes in a relaxed, casual, and festive Cuban environment. Check them out at 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis.
Welcome back to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This is your host, Paul Metza. Three great guests tonight. Reverend Nancy Nordbance, Executive Director of Protect Minnesota, Braden Johnson from Students Protect Minnesota, and Austin Berger, a sophomore at the University of Minnesota, who's the co-chair of Students Demand Action Minnesota. We've got a great woman who ran a wonderful campaign for governor. She fell a little short, but she really worked hard and got her message out there. And Erin Murphy is going to be kind of keynoting the event, Nancy.
Yep, she is. And Braden, did you want to share something about that?
Yeah, so a while back, it was maybe mid-July, I was at a house party here in Eden Prairie, and Erin Murphy was able to make it out, and I had been asked to be one of the speakers, and so it was such an intimate event. I mean, like, everyone was there together, a group of maybe 25 of us, and we were all talking about gun violence. And I remember Erin Murphy just talking about how it had impacted her, and how she had seen it, and how she had felt it, and I just remember very strongly that she had a lot of passion on that front, and
right.
She had a lot of will to make that change. And it was wonderful too, because I had the opportunity to speak a little bit about, you know, how the matter of gun violence is one that affects all people in different ways, and it's a people issue. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican.
Right.
I mean, everybody in some way is affected by gun violence because it's a human issue. And so she was very receptive to that, and she was somebody who was very supportive of the students, and that had been messaged throughout the entire campaign, looking back to her governor race. So
well, she is a champion of gun violence prevention.
She's a nurse, so she's on the front lines, you know. And plus, my mother was a nurse, and there's something about nurses, they're just a little more empathetic than the rest, you know.
Yeah, nurses also cut through the BS, too.
That's the
and, right. And she does a wonderful job of that. We are really excited that she's has agreed to headline this event. I think she's going to bring an amazing voice to it. And, of course, she has a whole bunch of Minnesotans that really support her.
Right.
And we hope that they'll all choose to come to the event as well.
Now, Nancy, tell us about... just basic, what you're pushing for to change some laws in Minnesota for more protective and sensible gun regulations.
Yes. So one of the biggest goals of this event is voter registration and to get out the vote for people who are, for candidates who support and are really committed to gun violence prevention. And I'll tell you what that looks like to us. We have an Orange Star survey through which we approve candidates and we ask them four questions. One, will they support an expansion of criminal background checks or permit to purchase to every gun sale in the state? Close that private dealer loophole. Two, will they support the passage of a gun violence protection order, or sometimes it's called an extreme risk protection order bill, otherwise sometimes called the red flag bill, that would enable guns to be temporarily removed by a civil court from those who have demonstrated that they represent a threat to themselves or to others? Three, will they support removing the prohibition in state law against the Minnesota Department of Health doing substantive research into gun violence? Right now, the Minnesota Department of Health is not allowed to collect data that would enable them to do substantive research. And I don't think most Minnesotans know that. We think of ourselves as a public health kind of state, but our Minnesota Department of Health absolutely is not allowed to collect the data it needs in order to show us what would make gun violence less likely in our state.
Why do you think that is?
Oh, it's very clear, because if we can't count it, if we can't study it, then we can't really talk about it. Then we can't put forward evidence-based conclusions and suggestions.
Well, I get that part of it, but who would be behind?
Oh, the gun lobby.
Okay.
Absolutely. They don't want anyone to have to know who's got a gun or even to ask who's got a gun. They don't want us to be able to do any kind of substantive research, because if you do research, then you can come up with solutions.
Right.
And the gun lobby has shown itself over and over and over again to be opposed to solutions. And when I say the gun lobby, I want to be very careful here. I'm talking about the NRA and those groups that are really pushing gun rights. 95% of gun owners do not belong to the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
And gun owners in this state support stronger gun laws by 97%. So it's really important that you understand that this event, this rally against gun violence, is not an anti-gun rally in any way. It's about doing what needs to be done to make gun ownership safer in this state and preventing gun violence. And then the fourth question we ask on our Orange Star survey is, will you do everything within the power of your office to keep from expanding gun rights? Because we have to remember this, after this election, if we don't elect a majority of candidates who support gun violence prevention, we will be right back at the legislature fighting against Stand Your Ground and permitless carry.
Right.
And those are their top legislative priorities. Those are bills that are, by vast percentages, opposed by Minnesotans, including gun owners. And yet they could pass if this election doesn't go in the right direction.
Hmm. Do you have any idea how many members the NRA nationally has?
They say 6 million, but it's probably closer to 5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we did the math about what percentage of gun owners, we used the $5 million member number. Even if it's 6 million, it still doesn't change the fact that 95% of gun owners do not belong to the NRA.
Right. Because it just is always, I wanted to know that figure, because it just seems to the NRA, for how many tens of millions of dollars they put behind politicians they endorse, I'm going, where do they get all that money?
Well, they represent only 1.5% of Americans. One, it's a tiny, tiny little tail that is wagging the whole dog of gun safety in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have to ask the question, where is the money coming from?
Right.
And we're finding out the money comes from some interesting places, like, for instance, Russia.
Right. Let's go over to you're doing Get Out the Vote. How's that going along at the University of Minnesota, Austin?
It's going very well. You know, so what we do, our setup is typically we'll set up a table at the main, like, hubs for people to go to, like off of Memorial Union, some places in Dinkytown, some little restaurants. And, yeah, we just kind of educate people. We wave them over to the table because, of course, no one wants to talk to somebody tabling or right. annoying. But, yeah, you got to be a little aggressive to get people to come over and learn about why it's important to vote and actually get registered to vote. And that's not enough, just registering them. You have to follow up and make sure that they actually have a plan to vote, because some people have accessibility issues. Some people could vote early or absentee to save others the trouble on election day, and that's the kind of education we provide. So I'd say it's going well, is the short answer.
What are you studying at the U?
At the U, I'm studying political science and economics.
Okay. Do you see a future for yourself in politics of to some degree?
The rest of us do.
If I was so lucky to have the consent of the governed, of course.
Right.
Oh, my. That was a great answer.
You're on your way, dude. And your fallback is radio theater. So, but, you know, Al Franken got his start right in this very building when it was Air America. So it's a good place to get the mojo working.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what do you feel like, Braden, with your fellow students? Are they enthused to vote?
I think it's difficult. You know, I'm from the community of Chanhassen, and if you don't know, it's a pretty affluent community.
Right.
And so I think there are a lot of people who are encouraged by the idea of voting to protect their self-interest. And some people, too, I'd say there's a large number of people who are very, you know, go to the poll or go to voting booths with other people in mind, too. So it's I can definitely sense that in our community. But there's also a sense of privilege and entitlement and a lack of need to vote, you know,
right.
It's kind of a bubble sometimes, and
right.
so that's difficult. And explaining to people that there are problems, significant problems that exist outside of our community that we very rarely get a personal experience with,
mm-hmm.
those exist, and we have to be conscious about those. We have to register to vote, and even if it doesn't affect us, it affects humans alike, and,
right.
and so we have the responsibility as citizens of the United States, as citizens of Minnesota, to protect and ensure that we're going to be taking care of our issues together.
Being from Chanhassen, have you been to Paisley Park?
I have, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Is it phenomenal?
It's phenomenal. I mean, like, that April that Prince passed away, there was just, on the fence, it was lined right. with purple gear. And during the spring season, I also do track. And so we'd run by it sometimes. And we couldn't run by it initially because there was so much traffic.
Right.
Everyone was there. But later on, we kind of jogged by it. And it was just, it's breathtaking.
And, one of Prince's last live gigs just a few weeks before he passed was at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. They were doing a Ray Charles tribute.
Mm.
My friend Bobby Vandell was drumming on that gig. And he showed up and played Let the Good Times Roll. So, yeah, it was, it was amazing, Prince, how much he loved Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, never left. Speaking of Minnesota, there's 49 other states. Nancy, you've got to get around and do a lot of these national conferences and meetings. What do you see out there outside?
It's really heartening. You know, since Sandy Hook, not a single piece of federal legislation has been passed that would make us safer from gun violence. But at the state level, a lot has happened, and statewide groups have been a big part of that. Protect Minnesota is helped to form something called States United to prevent gun violence. It's a federation of all the statewide groups, and it's really exciting to hear what's going on all over the country. We share ideas, we share strategies, we share materials. Minnesota is not ahead in this, and I'll just say that. There's so much more we could be doing. One area that we're a little ahead of many states in is child access prevention laws, keeping laws that keep guns out of the hands of kids. We have that in place. It could be stronger. But in general, Minnesota has a lot of work to do, and that's one reason that we're having this rally against gun violence on October 6th in Excelsior.
Before we hear a little music from the Daisy Dillman Band, who are actually from Excelsior and are very excited to close the show, real quickly, let's go around and give us the website for Protect
Minnesota. www.protectmn.org. You'll see it right on the homepage. You can register to get a free T-shirt. You can sign up to be a volunteer. And you can find out where the park and rides are going to be, because there will be park and rides for this event.
Great. And then these two young gentlemen, will be connected through your website
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Great. Listen to a little Daisy Dillman, who will be being the last act on the show. Winds of Change, October 6th in Excelsior.
Good things come in threes, like three-pointers, a triple scoop ice cream cone, and Standard Heating and Air Conditioning's triple savings sale. Just install a new furnace and AC this September and you'll triple your savings to the tune of $2,700. That's right. Get rebates and other discounts for a total of $2,700 in savings. Learn more about Standard's triple savings sale at standardheatingdeals.com. That's standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show, your resource for elder care and caregiver solutions, inviting you to listen to our live show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1. On my next show, I will be talking with Mary Sue Moses and Robin Burtmos from the Fountains of Hosanna Retirement Community about their innovative support and engagement programs for their residents. Please join us this Saturday from noon to 1 for the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show and learn more about us at minnesotahospice.com.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Welcome back to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This is your host, Paul Metzen. I've got three guests in. We've been having a wonderful chat ahead of a great event happening in Excelsior at the Commons Park. Winds of Change, the West Side Rally Against gun violence. I have Executive Director of Protect Minnesota, Reverend Nancy Nord-Benz, and two great young gentlemen, Braden Johnson from Students Protect Minnesota and Austin Berger, sophomore at the U of M, co-chair of Students Demand Action, Damn It, Minnesota. I threw the damn it at it. Anyway, we got a great event up. Erin Murphy's going to speak. She's the keynote speaker, and we have the musical guest Daisy Forster, a lovely 15-year-old singer-songwriter and a ski jumper. The Carnegie's a great young rock and roll band. The Daisy Dillman Band, who are from Excelsior, the Paulmetz Acoustic Quartet, featuring Wee Willie Walker and student hip-hop artist from the High School for the Recording Arts, Royal Smith. Tell us a little bit about how people can keep in touch, Nancy, before the event.
Well, they can text the word orange to 474747. And that way they register to get our text information. So as it gets closer, we'll be able to text out where the park and rides are and what, you know, weather conditions are, et cetera, et cetera. And they can find out everything about it through text that way. So we encourage people to text orange to that number today, right away, so that we can get you in place.
And you are also going to have voter registration, info on candidate booths, free T-shirts for students who register. There you go. Food trucks and a park and ride. And we're trying to get one of the students from Parkland up.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. The young woman who testified at the Kavanaugh hearing, I believe, will be a special guest.
Ilea Eastman. She was so brilliant.
She was great, and she was courageous, and she told a really difficult story about how when the shooting started, she ended up being safe because a classmate of hers' dead body landed on top of her to cover her.
Right.
And I would like to add on to this. I mean, during the time that brave young lady was speaking, you had, I think it was like half of the Senate Judiciary Committee was not present.
Most of them were not present.
Which goes to show you that there is just a lot of gridlock we have to solve on this issue. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's ridiculous.
Well, then, what was the... Was it Fred Gutenberg, the father of one of the slain students that went to shake Kavanaugh's hand?
Yes.
And...
got dissed.
Got dissed. Would not even turn around to shake his hand. Well... That's one of the reasons why I'm excited to go down to Parkland and meet these kids on the 30th for the concert I'm doing. Nancy, I really give you credit because, and you two gentlemen too, because there is so much, the great thing about these social media is you can get the word out there. The downside of the social media is the 400-pound guys in their mother's basement doing nothing but dissing you, along with all the bots.
Yeah.
Right? How do you guys get any blowback when you're doing your thing?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, you just kind of have to take it in stride. And you learn to ignore it after a while and your skin gets thick. I mean, you recognize that these are not the people who are the driving force behind the movement.
Right.
And that at the end of the day, they don't offer up any tangible resistance to what you're trying to accomplish.
Right. You really just have to ignore them. Because all they're going to do is create distraction and dissonance. Oftentimes we hear people saying, oh, we just need to get the gun violence prevention groups and the NRA together and we'll solve this.
Right.
No. Right. Impossible. And again, the NRA doesn't represent most gun owners. So there's we have a lot of gun owners in Protect Minnesota, and we have a big outreach to gun owners, but it's never going to work to pay a lot of attention to what the gun rights groups are doing.
Right.
It just takes away from our message.
Right.
Well, and I just briefly, I know Austin brought up a little bit about like the disconnect that we have across political aisles, and I think what's been really important for me in my goings too is when I've had a little bit of blowback. You know, looking back, I led Janet with a friend of mine. We together led Janet Hess's walkout for the Parkland march or the Parkland protests that were going on, and we did face some blowback from our community, but we just did our best to keep an open mind and
right.
and invite that criticism and say, here's what we're doing, and be very honest and open about it. And I think that, in a way, kind of defeats it, too. I think just being somebody else than what they've defined you as. Mm-hmm. Like, because they've put you on this pedestal. You're this person. You know,
right.
You're this crazy gun violence advocate. No, we're human beings.
I give you credit because... back in the day, you know, I graduated in 1974. I led the walkout against the football coach, and I thought that was brave. We got quite a bit of blowback from the football team. But you guys, I give you a lot of credit, man. You, Nancy, too, you're on the front lines.
I do want to say, though, because there was some concern with the city of Excelsior that if we had this event there, that there'd be a big counter event and it would be dangerous and violent. There has never been any acts of violence at any gun violence prevention marches, even the large Minnesota march. And there have never been any acts of violence at the gun rights marches. We don't harass each other like that. And so there's really no concern. You can come out to this event. You're going to have a wonderful time. You're going to hear great music, inspiring speakers, get a chance to really engage on this issue. And you don't have to worry at all that there's going to be any unpleasantness. There never has been.
And it's a beautiful park.
Oh, my gosh.
It's right on the edge of Lake Minnetonka.
It's right into Lake Minnetonka. It's like, and so you're going to be surrounded by the beauty of fall colors. Yeah. If you want to go tree peeping, this will be the event to go to.
And it is rain or shine, but I don't remember it ever raining that much in October.
Let's hope you are a powerful man.
Well, it's going to be great. Once again, the Winds of Change concert, the West Side Rally Against Gun Violence, Saturday, October 6th, 1 to 4 p.m. It's going to be a lovely day. It's going to feature the Daisy Dillman Band, Paul Metz Acoustic Quartet featuring Wee Willie Walker, Daisy Forrester, and student hip-hop artist Royal Smith. And the Carnegies. And the keynote speaker will be Aaron Murphy.
Woohoo!
And it looks like we're going to be graced with having Alea Eastman from Parkland, who spoke before the Senate hearings. So good to get together with you folks on a Monday.
May I say the website one more time?
Which is?
www.protectmn.org. You can find out all about it there.
There you go. Well, this is a great way for me to get inspired for my week. And this event is just 3 weekends away. Thanks to Braden Johnson, Austin Berger, and Reverend Nancy Nordbass, fighting the good fight as the executive director of Protect Minnesota. Have a wonderful week, and I'm looking forward to rocking this thing with you October 6th.
We're looking forward to it, too. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Thrilled.
Thanks, guys.
Jack Ruby in a Kavanaugh hat. Whoever taught you to shoot a pistol like that? Oh, you snuck in the basement and you stood in the back. Jack Ruby in a Kavanaugh hat. Jack Ruby, you were 15 years old. On the south side of Chicago, you looked up to Capone. Stole girls' lunch money, beat boys on the way home. Jack Ruby, you were 15 years old.
Thanks for listening to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This show is produced by Paul Metza, engineered by Brett Johnson, in the bowels of the AM 950 studios in Eden Prairie, which is neither Eden nor a prairie. We've got some great shows coming up this fall. I've also got a TV show. If you have Comcast, you can get on Channel 6 at 8 and 11:30 p.m. on Channel 6 or stream it from mcn6.org. Find out where I'm playing at paulmetza.com. Every Thursday night at Shaw's, 5 to 7:30 in Northeast, Green Lantern in St. Paul. Have a great weekend, everybody. Like my dad used to tell me, remember to be kind and make someone happy.
J. Edgar Hoover said there's no organized crime. Jack Ruby, when you work 49. Jack Ruby in a Kavanaugh hat. Whoever talked.